Our scripture reading this morning is Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. It's found on page 1201 in your pew Bible. Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. The Apostle Paul has gone to great lengths to describe what it's like in the life of the believer to struggle with sin, but to do so knowing with every assurance that our sins are forgiven in Christ, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So there's a real sense of struggle, but we do so with hope and confidence in Christ. And also we do so knowing of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, as Paul has gone on to describe that and continuing to explain that, the work of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. And there's much encouragement in that. We are not alone. And as we struggle with sin, we're to be reminded that we're not condemned because we are covered with the blood of Christ, but we also have the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. And so the Apostle Paul goes on in these few verses to continue to explain that work, and he uses language of the Holy Spirit leading us, very much like the language of the Old Testament in Israel being led, of course. Here is God, here's the Holy Spirit leading his people, and leads them in a particular way, certainly. He's leading us away from sin and leading us to Christ-likeness, conforming us to the image of God's Son. He is working in our hearts. He is causing us to cry out, Abba, Father, continuing to work in those ways. And there are particular marks of being the children of God and what it looks like to be led by the Holy Spirit. And certainly suffering comes with that, but he will lead us through such suffering and lead us all the way home to glory. It's a very encouraging text. So let's give our attention to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-changing word. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Amen. Thanks be to God for his holy word.